Blog Talk Radio. We who believe in freedom cannot rest. We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes. We who believe in freedom cannot rest. We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes. That which touches me most is that I had a chance to work with people, passing on to others that which was passed on to me. We who believe in freedom can not rest.
Let's sing it with us. Come on.
We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes. To me, young people come first.
They come first.
They have the courage where we fail. And if I can but shed some light as they carry us through the gate.
And if that's not inspiration, I truly don't know what is. This is Arlie Gordon with the National Black Teen Empowerment Expo. Thank you for joining us for another installment of The Gist of Freedom. We want to thank our executive producer, Leslie Gist Etheridge, author of The Gist of Freedom is Still Faith. And I'm very excited to have as our special guest for this installment, Mr. James Corpin, who is serving as the organizer of the historic Peterborough's Emancipation Day celebration. And Mr. Corpin, are you on the line with us?
I am on the line.
Well, thank you again so much for joining us. And let's get right into it. I'm excited. I'm almost ready to pack my bags. But
well,
I'd like to share with our listeners first, if I may, a little bit more about this wonderful event and its history. And so I'm going to pass the mic to you.
Well, the emancipation, I give you a little bit of a history about Smithfield in Peterborough, New York. We had an illustrious gentleman here by the name of Gerrit Smith. And, you know, he was very instrumental in the history of the abolitionist movement.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't know how much time we have to go over his history, but what was organized in the early 20s and 30s was a pilgrimage back to Peterborough, New York, and the Emancipation Days were a day to celebrate his contribution. And
mm-hmm.
we would get between 2,000 to 5,000 African-American people to come back and make a pilgrimage to his where he was buried, and to lay a wreath, and they would have all kinds of events going on. And so we have a great organization here that is going back and revisiting his contribution, and the National Hall of Fame here for the Abolitionist Hall of Fame. And we decided this year to reinstitute the Emancipation Days, and it's August 7th at 10 a.m.
Okay.
There's a lot of information there.
No, that's great. No, that's what we want to do, is we want to certainly promote it to our listeners in the hopes that more people are not only familiar with the importance of this event, but hopefully able to participate in this event. Now, tell people a little bit more about what the celebration will constitute. What are we going to see when we come there? I'm sure that it's historical in many aspects, correct?
Well, certainly. When you come to Peterborough, New York, the Garrett Smith State and National Historic Landmark is right on the corner there, and we're going to meet and greet people on the Village Green, and we're going to have welcoming and opening remarks along with coffee and donuts, mm-hmm. and then we're going to have a song service and a speaker and a group photo, and then a procession to the cemetery and a laying of wreaths. And mm-hmm. and then, many of these people that come back will be either connected families that have their history started in Peterborough or came through Peterborough, New York. And then we will also... walk the cemetery and have people relocate family members and that. And then we're going to come back and have a picnic. And then we have a museum. We have a display and on the grounds of the Garrett Smith Estate. There are buildings and other displays and genealogy display, and they hope that people can revisit their families and families that they're connected to here.
Well, we're all connected by and large if you think the right way, I would suspect. Now, Garrett Smith, we are going to celebrate his work in Peterborough. I was told that he actually bought land for many African Americans, many freed African Americans. Is that true?
Oh, he bought land for freed African Americans, and donated that land to them so they could vote. You had to own land, and so he was able to give land to African Americans so they could meet those voting requirements. He also purchased many slaves and brought them north for their freedom. And so he was so involved in the abolitionist movement that he touched it in so many ways. And that's one of the things that will be laid out during the Emancipation Days, how many ways that he contributed to that whole event.
Well, one of the things you said that was very interesting is that he would actually give them land so that they can vote. I would suspect that it's more popular opinion that Black Americans couldn't vote until the 60s, until we had certain legislation passed as part of the civil rights movement. Would you like to speak to that a little more?
Well, I might not be the one that has studied this as much. I'm sorry, I'm not as well versed on that. After the Civil War, there were many rules and regulations put in the way of African Americans. So, even though they were freed, they weren't fully enfranchised, and every time a roadblock was put in their way, there were many Americans that helped them step over these roadblocks and try to become enfranchised, full enfranchised Americans. I don't have all the information in front of me. I'm sorry.
That's quite all right. Well, one of the things I want to talk about is the fact that you guys are asking people to vote in support of Peterborough's Emancipation Day celebration as a part of the Pepsi Refresh program. Talk to us a little bit about that so we can share and promote that campaign for you.
There's Pepsi has a great program going on the Refresh Pepsi on their website there, and we are among many different groups that are hoping that people will go to their website and National Hall of Fame, the National Abolition Hall of Fame, and Emily Piva is looking for support, and it's a $250,000 grant through the Pepsi's Refresh Everything program. Mm-hmm. And Nahoff is they induct an abolitionist, and what you can do is you can go in and you can vote each and the top the and it really would help elevate the situation here in Peterborough, where state.
Corbin, you're breaking up a bit, but I want to make sure that our listeners know that when they go to the website refresheverything.com, that they vote for the National Abolition Hall of Fame Museum in Peterborough, New York. Is that correct?
That is correct. And I'm so sorry I'm breaking up here.
No, that's okay. Technology can be as fickle as kinfolk. We're gonna forge forward despite the behinds, my friend. No problem. Let's repeat it one more time. That is the National Abolition Hall of Fame Museum on the Pepsi Refresh Everything.com website. The acronym is NAHOFM. N as in national, A as in abolition, H as in hall, O as in of, F as in fame, M as in museum. And we're counting on all of our listeners to stop what they're doing and drop what they're doing and go to the website and make sure that they vote for the National Abolition Hall of Fame Museum on refresheverything.com. So what else would you like to share with our listeners about this wonderful historic Peterborough's Emancipation Day celebration, Mr. Corbin?
Well, it's something for everyone. I mean, any elderly person who can connect, anybody who's in middle age can connect, and the young people can connect with what has gone on with African Americans in American society today. We have schools and this laundry committee that we have. The laundry was run by the last lady who came to Peterborough, Melviny Russell, who was born into slavery, and she was purchased by Garrett Smith and came to Peterborough and was freed. And then she took over a job on his estate and not only worked with her freedom, but worked with economic freedom. And it shows how African Americans today could work through, any of the things that were placed in front of us and become a full enfranchised American citizen, today.
Right. Mr. Corbin, what is your personal connection to Peterborough? Is it through genealogy? Is it just serving as a historian of its past? Tell a little bit of our listening audience about the passion that is obvious when we talk to you about the Emancipation Day celebration in Peterborough.
Well, I am one of the African Americans. My brother, 30 years ago, traced our heritage back to a family in a state in Virginia, and my family, former family, obviously, or history, they came through the town of Smithfield, and we stayed. My grandfather worked for the Garrett Smith family, and the other side of my family is related to the Russell family, who I can trace my my heritage to Melviny Russell on that side. So I'm kind of passionate. I was born in the town of Smithfield here, or born at home, and now I'm Some of the people, our town historian, has kept this history alive, and now I'm old enough to appreciate it and work with the people who have treasured and kept this history alive so we can trace it back through the past.
Well, that's wonderful. I want to give our listeners, firstly, the day is August 7th. What are the times? What are the times of the event?
The event starts at 10 a.m.,
and
we'll be meeting right here. When you drive into Peterborough, you can't miss it. The estate is right on the edge of town, and it is well marked. And there is a website here, www.sca-peterborough.org.
Okay.
And with that, you can find out all the other the events that are going on that day. We're having a lot of photographs come back, and a lot of 26 original.
Hey, Mr. Corbin, you're breaking up again. So what I'd like to do is have you check your phone. Are you on a cell phone or are you on a landline?
I am on a cell phone. I am
okay.
So sorry, though. I could
That's
not
okay.
get through.
That's okay. We're glad that you're still here. I just want to make sure that we get the vital information to our listeners. Peterborough is outside of Syracuse, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yes, it is. It is east of Syracuse.
And there must be other local attractions that guests of the Emancipation Day celebration will have an opportunity to see while they're visiting, correct?
Oh, yes. They have the Hall of Fame here, and we are close to other historic sites. The Oneida community is close to us, along with the Oneida Casino. But there's a lot of history right here in the local area.
And so I would encourage everyone to please make a day of it. Not only can you come up and support the Emancipation Day celebration and learn a lot about the abolitionist history, and it's so important that we all have a better sense of our history, because in our history we have a better sense of self. We are only as good as the shoulders upon which we stand. Now, give them the website again where they can get more information about this event, because you were breaking up when you were saying it the first time.
Okay, I'm going to try and get this to them. www.sca-Smithfield Community Association, that stands for hyphen Peterborough, and that's PETERBORO.ORG.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Mr. Corbin. Now, what I'd like to do is I am looking at these incredible photographs that you must have shared with our producer before coming on the show. And I want our listeners to firstly know, if they go to blogtalkradio.com/theantiqueshow, they too can see these beautiful photographs for themselves. But let's talk a little bit about these photographs, because I think they truly do visually capture Peterborough, and as well as the abolitionist movement in Peterborough.
Well, I think you have a couple of photos of the past Emancipation Day celebrations. I think one is 1926 Emancipation Day. The other one might be in the mid-30s. And,
okay. I'm seeing Frederick Douglass on here, John Anthony Copeland of the Harper's Ferry. Was that Johnny Brown? It's going kind of quick because it's a slideshow. Emancipation Day, Lincoln. There's just so many vintage photography that you're sharing with our audience. And I heard you didn't give us all of them, so we could be talking about these photos all day, but they really are precious. And you know, you got the basketball team in Peterborough. It's a mixed team, which I'm sure wasn't that common in that day and age. Can you share a little bit about that particular photo of that basketball team?
It's amazing that, Mrs. Ruth Jennings is in that photo. She just passed away, and her whole family is in this area and in the Rochester area. And, yeah, to have a mixed team back in the early 30s at our school here is an amazing thing to have documented. And mm-hmm. we're very excited to have people come back and identify family members so we can preserve the history of these photographs, because if, you know, we want to identify all the members and make sure that the family members know that these photographs exist.
Well, they're actually they're very, very precious. And are these also on the website too?
Yes, they are.
Okay,
they
great,
are out
great.
There. Yes.
Okay. Well, let's make sure that I would encourage our listeners to truly look at these, because these are really some incredible, well-maintained photographs of a whole another generation, and they speak volumes for race relations before that was a common phrase in this country. And I think that's what the whole abolitionist movement is really all about, white people supporting black people and living together as one in a day and age when that wasn't necessarily the norm. Let's talk a little bit about race relations, because you guys seem to have got a jump start on it, at least in Petersboro, when you compare it with other parts of the country.
Well, it was a small community of around 600 people, and we had 26 original African-American families here who were interspersed in this community. You know, the whole neighborhood was integrated, and, you know, they worked side by side for veritably centuries. You know,
that's really amazing. That's really amazing. And is there still a large African American population in Peterborough today?
It's not as large as we'd like it. What happened with small communities is the young people have moved on to better
the more vibrant cities and the more faster paced environments. Correct.
Yes, but we still have. You know, what's funny is the community is only about 150, the percentage is still a large percentage. I mean, there's still 7 or 8 black families here, and that's why this Emancipation Day, we're so excited about it, is to get these families to revisit and reconnect with their history, because, you know, it doesn't take only a couple of generations for you to lose that history, and we want them
that's
to come
right.
back and reconnect. And like we say, everybody has a piece of this puzzle. And we'd
right.
love to have anybody come back whose connection with this community or that time frame in history, and they're going to reconnect.
This is a silly question, but one I'm asking on a more personal level. Can we get to your event via public transportation, or do we need to rent a car to get to you?
Yeah, you're going to need to rent a car, because we are out just far enough. There is some Madison County Transit, but we're not connected with them at this time. We hope to be next year, you know. And one of the things we're going to have everybody do is fill out a questionnaire and to see how often we can do this. So we'd love to do it every year, but we're realistic here that it might be every year, every 2 years, every 5 years. It's what people would like to come back but we are going to make it you know, something that people come back to, so we can stay connected.
That's beautiful, and it's so important, again, to encourage this sense of history in today's young generation. So I commend you on trying to make this a regular, recurring event. Now, let's talk a little bit about some of these photos. What is the John Brown connection? I'm looking at a photo here. I believe it's of John Brown, but I'm not a historian buff, as is my producer and probably you. But can you tell us the connection, if any, between John Brown and Petersboro?
Well, John Brown was a regular visitor here, and he also was partially financed by Garrett Smith on the Harper's Ferry raid. He was Garrett Smith was one of the 6 financiers of the Harper Ferry's raid. John Brown and Garrett Smith were very close, and you know, we're one of the, you know, worked very hard for the abolition of slavery in this country.
That's very interesting to know. And what other dignitaries or famous historical figures also were connected to Gerrit Smith in some capacity that you might be aware of?
Well, Frederick Douglass, obviously, he came through and stayed with Gerrit Smith and was always welcome here in Peterborough. Gerrit Smith was also very much for women's rights, and all that was based here in the town of Smithfield in Peterborough, New York.
And what does your government look like today up in Peterborough, New York? Is it still, again, we talked about the fact that it's a mixed community, but sometimes politics doesn't necessarily reflect the composition of the community. What is your government structure like today in Peterborough?
Well, it's country government, so you know we don't have a mayor. We have a town supervisor. Personally, I have run and been elected, but my personal job made it so that I was not able to completely fill that position. I was a town justice for a couple of years and stepped down and let that go. But we're very active in the government around here, and it's been a very interesting ride in watching Obama and what's gone on with this country through my life. I'm a political science major in college, so it's been very interesting.
Yes, it sounds that way. And what is the overall population of Peterborough today?
I don't know what the town of Smithfield actually holds, but our village here, which is kind of a mile square block, has about 250 people in it. And
wow, that is quaint and refreshing in this time and age where we move a little bit too fast, too much. So again, I'm going to try to grab my 2-year-old daughter and wife and see if we can make it out there. I can't make any promises, especially because there's not public transportation, but it sounds just like a wonderful, wonderful event. Before we wrap up the show, let's talk a little bit about the abolitionist movement. Now, did Peterborough actually serve as an underground railroad station?
It was an underground station, and Gerrit Smith's home and his carriage barn had special rooms, and this is all documented in the archives here at Syracuse University. And our town historian has all this documentation, and they actually, you know, can show where the slaves were held and passed through this town on their way to Canada to their freedom. So this was a station, and it's on the New York State trail. Abolitionist Trail and the Underground Railroad Trail, and it is a station on that trail. If you go to New York State History and print one of those maps, also.
Okay, was it Freedom Trail?
Yes. I'm sorry, I don't know.
That's okay. That's okay. Fortunately, we have a very insightful executive producer. And before we wrap up the show, Mr. Corpin, I firstly like to thank you on behalf of our listening audience for being an exquisite guest on today's show. I've certainly learned a lot. I believe our listenership has also learned a lot. But let's give people the particulars about the event one more time, and then we want to make sure that they get out and vote on refresheverything.com so that we have more funds and more resources to hopefully make this event an annual one. Okay, so go to refresheverything.com. AHOFM is the acronym, right?
Yes.
And get out and vote. And so let's give people the particulars of the event. August 7th starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. Coffee and breakfast will be served. I think you said donuts, not necessarily breakfast. I'm not going to get people too excited. But then we're going to be able to tour Peterborough, learn a lot more about its history and its abolitionist movement. And I just want to, again, thank you on behalf of our listeners for being a wonderful guest on tonight's show, The Gist of Freedom.
Well, I certainly apologize for the cell phone and not being, up to snuff. But you get the gist of this, that we really want to get people involved here and then get their read on exactly how we want to take this and how we want to preserve our history.
Well, it's so important. It's so important to pass it on to our young generation. Thank you very much, Mr. Corpin. I'd like to thank our listeners for listening to another episode of The Gist of Freedom. You can join us every Sunday night at 6 o'clock for more insightful guests and topics that matter in our history as a people and beyond. Thank you very much. Be blessed.
Thank you.